We've gotten along just fine in this course without a formal problem-solving procedure. So why do we need one now? We need a formal procedure because the problems are going to get bigger and more involved. Not necessarily harder, but definitely bigger and longer. Now, any procedure may seem tedious when applied to small, simple problems, but it will prove its worth later in this course and throughout your engineering career. Now, how will it prove its worth? Well, it'll help you solve a wide variety of problems by breaking the problem into smaller steps. Each step will be less intimidating than the whole problem. By following along step by step, you'll be less likely to overlook something important. In the long run, this will save you time because everyone knows how difficult it can be to find your mistakes once you've made them. Now, you're much better off to work carefully and methodically through a problem and to get it right on the first attempt. Now let's get into the details of the problem-solving procedure.